Das Tanz- und Folksong-Festival in Rudolstadt ging dieser Tage am ersten Wochenende im Juli über die Bühnen. Der diesjährige Länderschwerpunkt war Tansania. In einem Seitenprogramm wurden einige Vorträge über die politische, soziale und ökonomische Situation im südlichen Nachbarland Kenias gehalten. Insbesondere über die Musik- und Filmentwicklung sprach Kelly Askew von der US University of Michigan. Sie stellte die Hip-Hop-Szene mit Rappern vor wie Roma, Nicki, Mibishi, Banta oder Soggy Doogie. Ich spiele mal Roma mit seinem Song Tansania an. Danach kommt ein Interview mit Kelly Askew, die sich ansonsten mit dem ganz aktuellen Landgrabbing in Tansania befasst. Und zum Schluss Nicki Mibishi mit Soti Ja Jogo. Jetzt Roma mit Tansania.
Yeah, my people, today I'm free.
Yes.
And I sing cause I'm free. I don't care.
Moja tisa sita moja Kambarage alikuwa mwamba pasipo kumwaga damu akaingarisha December.
Yes.
Rest in peace Maria na kulilia. Kiroho upo nasi la mwili umeshapotea.
Yeah.
Ulingwatuka ngali twa kuitaji ukutamani madaraka ukamwachia alihaji.
Sasa wanagombania ikulu tamaa zao mbichi lugha za kampeni zao kwapa kipato wananchi tizi tirigi vyogo.
Kila kitu nginjinginji.
Wema wafa mapema.
Wabaya mbona hamdani.
Kabila maofisini ndo swadata likuwa doktor mifugo
ndovu kati wa soka
wa, menunuwa jeti wa pata sta shahada elimu za kunga unga na degree za kikuda taluma iso na future kwa tulio soma sayansi magorofa na odondoka kwa kufojwa kandalasi
na hustle
na mwagajasho kwa hela ya mama ntilie mommy don't cry daddy futa chozi usilie
na
real stop crying na kono umepanda mori kamorano kimasai
hilo Tanzania nchenye udongo nye dhambi.
Okay, I'm here in Rudolfstadt with Ms. Kelly Askew from the University of Michigan, who is a field researcher, a leading researcher of African studies and Tanzania. And she had given here a lecture about the music scenery in Tanzania and Dar es Salaam, especially about rappers. Could you tell us something about what's going on there?
Yes, rap emerged in Tanzania in the early 1990s, and it was very much related to the fact that up until that time, Tanzania had been a very strongly socialist country. In the late 1980s, the economic side of socialism started to be dismantled, and then in the 90s, early 90s, the political side as well was dismantled, and multi-party democracy, electoral politics was introduced. So during this late 80s into the early 90s, for the first time, foreign goods could enter the country without the very high tariffs that had been installed to protect the industrial base of Tanzania. And so now foreign cassette players, cassettes, all kinds of things could enter the country. And for the first time, youth in Tanzania had access to hip-hop from the United States. And they were very much limited to the middle and upper classes because those were the people who had the power, the economic ability to buy these foreign products. Oftentimes they were themselves moving around. Maybe they were the children of diplomats or businessmen, and therefore when they moved abroad with their families, they got access to hip hop and then brought it back with them when they returned to Tanzania. So through these different avenues, hip hop from the United States was introduced to Tanzanian youth. But whereas in the United States, it started very much as an underclass phenomenon in Tanzania, it started middle class and higher. That said, once it became embraced by Tanzanians, and they started by imitating the actual rap from America, singing in English the same songs, doing cover versions of it, and then slowly it started to shift into Swahili. And once it did that, then it took off like wildfire. And it became popular across the whole country, no more limited to the upper classes, because now it was in the language that is the national language that's understood by everyone in Tanzania. And now it could access the youth of Tanzania. Another important point is that not only do you have a national language that all 45 or so million people in Tanzania pretty much understand and speak, but 64% of the country is under the age of 25. So the youth are the largest demographic component. So something like this music that speaks to the experiences of youth and allows them to represent their own life became very, very popular right away. Tanzania has gone through various technological changes. When I started my research there in the late 1980s, cassettes. Everything was on cassettes, and musicians would issue a new cassette with, you know, 8 to 10 songs on it. Later in the 1990s, that started to shift to CDs. But now, in this 2010 and onwards, people are now issuing MP3s. So now you don't have to have a whole album. You don't have to have a full set of songs to release a cassette or an album or a CD. You only need one big hit, and you can get that out, spread out through all kinds of mechanisms. One is through ringtones on telephones. People can sign up and buy their favorite song that way. Another way is that musicians give free copies of their songs to the motorcycle taxi drivers. And then these taxi drivers, they call them Boda Boda in Tanzania, they'll play it over and over again, and that helps spread the song and make it more popular. And then that builds the reputation of the artist, so that when they have a concert or show, then people will come, and that's how they earn their money. And they're very smart to also go touring around the country and bring their music to different parts of the country. So the better well-known artists are able to do that.
So it's as well in the countryside, not only in Dar es Salaam and Mombasa and Tanga in the big cities, it's also in the countryside. And about what they are talking, these rappers.
These songs.
Yeah.
So, interestingly, the rap phenomenon in Tanzania resembles more what we call underground rap in the U.S. So the mainstream rap in the United States tends to be about violence, about conspicuous consumption, buying things. There's a lot of violence against women in mainstream American rap. But there's always, from the very beginning, been underground rap that's been very politically conscious, socially conscious, trying to focus on injustices and speaking to the experiences of people who are disenfranchised from the capitalist system. They are just not making ends meet.
Did I get it right? Rap, in rap songs, there is something against women. There is violence against women.
There is in the United States. In the United States,
I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of objectifying of women, so that women are only there as sex objects for men. And you see this in rap videos in the United States over and over again. The female body is a commodity; it's something to be bought, just like a beautiful gold necklace or a fancy watch. And that's the role of women in mainstream rap in the United States. But there's always been a political conscious rap as well in the United States. It's the political conscious rap that Tanzanian rappers have really, really embraced and follow in that path. So the majority of rap, of hip-hop artists in Tanzania, are writing songs that are speaking against abuses of the wealthy, of politicians, of corrupt policemen, of false preachers who have churches and they collect a lot of money from their people for their own personal gain. All these kinds of corrupt practices are what the rappers tend to focus on and talk about the injustice of what these people are doing.
Is rap coming especially from Tanzania only, or as well from Kenya? Is there a scenery on its own?
Well, Tanzania is certainly the country.
Could we regard Tanzania as the center of that culture?
I think so. I mean, unfortunately, I can't speak with accuracy because I haven't traveled much in these other countries to see to what extent they are embracing Tanzanian rap. But for the simple reason that no other of the countries, yes, Swahili is spoken also in Kenya, also to a much smaller degree in Uganda, to a bigger degree in Rwanda, Burundi, and parts of Democratic Republic of Congo. Nevertheless, in none of these other countries is it the true national language. It's named as such in Kenya, but for a variety of reasons, it hasn't been spread across the country in Kenya the way it has in Tanzania. So there are many parts of Kenya where people don't speak Swahili. Swahili rap would not be understood and as beloved there.
Okay.
In the same way as it is in Tanzania.
Okay, thank you very much.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Und nun Nikki Mibishi mit Sauti Ja Jogo.
Yo, tazamo siku wa manane, bala mwezi na ngara na jistiri sionekane na wika kutoa ishara kuwa tayari kumekucha so muda kuvuta shuka. Keni mkajengi taifa mpandishi uchumi umeanguka yapata kumi kasoro. Ustadhi juu ya mimbari busati na sogodoro vitabu soma mistari. Shtusha wali ulala wabudu swala za mola. Wanafurahi amani lala Temeke kutoa bastola. Kokoriko na wika nisikike kokote uliko Afrika bado maskini madini na kwenda siko matabaka juu na chini. Makazi mavazi duni mdhamini ile kitini. Miradi anazidi buni mwenye jira na chichema. Japo amenyimwa kauli mpoto na mengi ya kusema lakini amekosa nauli. Ni vipi atamona mjomba waketi meza moja amweleze hali halisi akinasiswa na ngoja. Wenye hilo na filisi taasisi na kuachwa huru. Tuendelee kunywa chai na vipande vya sukari guru. Mnatozwa kodi na ushuru terehe wa kesheba kwa starehe na kufuru. Je, nani anusuru njaa?
Sauti ya Jogo inatika mitaani. Sote tuwe macho asubuhi mashambani. Sauti ya Jogo inawika mitaani. Sote tuwe macho tujane mitaani.
Nasimama kwa mguu moja bila kurusha mbawa na inama kutunga hoja kusumgeni na mzawa wakuja ndo mkurugenzi mwenyeji mvuvi wangalawa meketi kiti cha enzi pembeni kombe la kawa badugiza totoro akuja pambazuka bungeni kuna mgogoro kwa nini mshara unashuka wamepaka marashi la bado wozo unanuka wanaunda itifaki misingi ya haki wanaikiuka tangu zama za Mkapa Kikwete alitabiriwa kabla Nyerere ajafa katiba ilikaririwa kwamba Tanzania imara ni chama cha mapinduzi someni vifungu ibara dadisi. Sifanya uchambuzi fafanuzi zimefichwa chambuze zile weki mbunduzi naumiza kichwa kwani ujuzi au zeeki waganga wanagoma wagonjwa na katago madaktari waiting viuoni wanavua majo wanatamani kunichinja wanifanya kitoweo ili mradi sipige mbinja mawio mpaka machweo nimeshanusurika kwenye tafrija kibao kwa uwezo wa Mungu na wika wanapatwa na mshangao.
Sauti ya Jogo inatika mitaani. Sote tuwe macho asubuhi mashambani. Sauti ya Jogo inawika mitaani. Sote tuwe macho tujane mitaani.
Afajiri meshajiri nafanya fujo bandani na wastiri wote tiri utafikiri tupo vitani wananchi wananifuga kizungu.